Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack Go.
The Pack keep winning. It's a happy Thanksgiving.
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. Green Bay went into Detroit and knocked off the Lions on Thursday, Thanksgiving. What a time. Jordan Love, 3 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. So we have a great show, defense making plays. We're getting the fans involved, and we're giving away a jersey. So Packers fans, thank you for tuning in. Let's get into today's episode. Here we go.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichstead. I'm your host, and Packers fans, it was a happy Thanksgiving because the Green Bay Packers knocked off the Detroit Lions 29-22 in Detroit. They came out hot, scored 20 points in the first quarter. They held on. They closed it out. We've got great stuff to talk about on both sides of the ball. Jordan Love, Rashawn Gary. It's going to be an awesome podcast live on Black Friday from the great land of Wisconsin. KJ, my co-host, is here with me. How you doing, Packers fans? Happy birthday, KJ. 30th birthday. How you doing, my man?
Packers fans, it's great to be here with you all. Packers got a great win yesterday. We had a feeling they were going to get that win, and sure enough, they did. They pretty much dominated from start to finish. Jordan Love played amazing. I don't see any reason why this team can't make the playoffs. Honestly, they have the Chiefs coming up, and then they have a pretty easy 5 games after that. Can they run the table? We'll see. I think it's really exciting. We just saw how into Packers football the fan base was yesterday. It felt good to have Thanksgiving football again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
11:30 start time for me.
It had been a little while. Yeah, it had been a little while since we've had that. So I'm doing great, Packers fans, and I'm thankful that you're all here with us. So let's have a great show. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. On his birthday, KJ here with us. Jordan Love finding Christian Watson on the first play of the game, Cage, going deep. We asked the question 2 weeks ago, right before the game, what play would you scheme for Jordan Love first to start a game? And maybe LaFleur saw that a little late after last week and said, you know what, I'm scheming him a deep ball, jump ball, first play of the game. Jordan Love threw it up to him. Christian Watson came down with it. Cage, the Packers stormed into the end zone. They put up 20 points in the first quarter. Did that play set the tone? And I guess Christian Watson, did he, you know, inspire the rest of the team? Did he get the team going?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but I think the play did set the tone because the last game the Lions and Packers played, the Lions set the tone from the beginning. They kind of hit the Packers in the mouth, and the Packers didn't have anything in them to respond. And it was a blowout very quickly. It was out of hand very quickly. It was actually quite the opposite of this game where the Lions were just so dominant in the first half. The Packers had, like, no hope whatsoever in the second half. And we did make it, like, respectable if you looked at the scoreline from afar, but the Lions were in control the whole game, kind of like the Packers did. You know, it was 29-22, so it was only a 7-point victory. But the Packers, despite letting the Lions outscore them 16-6 in the second half, they did have a lot of great moments. And I threw the clip up on Twitter, on Ike Packers on X, of Jordan Love running at the end of the game. Packers fans, remember when he went down? I don't know about you, but I believe he actually could have got that one in the end zone. I think he could have sprinted that one to the house. And that would have been another score for him, but he just wanted to keep the clock rolling because he's that type of leader. He's that type of smart quarterback. I'm really impressed by Jordan Love, man. 22-32, 3 TDs, 0 interceptions. Didn't even take a single sack. Talk about being that an underrated aspect of his game. And we did touch on this all offseason, Packers fans. Is Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers had this earlier in his career, insane mobility that would pick up first downs, it would make big plays, it would give your defense an unpredictability element, an X-factor element. But Aaron Rodgers lost that somewhere down the line, and he would take a gajillion bad sacks that would just be drive killers. Well, Jordan Love didn't take a single sack all game yesterday, so we didn't really have any of our drives killed, right? He didn't throw any picks either, so we didn't have any of our drives, like, every drive that didn't work out, we just punted them back 40, 50 yards. And that's like, man, the best defense is a good offense in that regard. Anything to add?
It was just moving the football down the field, whether it was Christian Watson, Malik Heath. Mm-hmm. He was getting catches. He finished with 4 catches, 46 yards. Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft. You know, he got his first touchdown. Shout out Tucker Kraft. It's Tucker mm-hmm. time. But it was everyone getting involved. That's what I saw. A.J. Dillon making plays. And truly, that's when this team can be at its best. And I think it all stems back to Jordan Love. I made this comment during the game. He's our best player.
Yeah,
and Packers fans, maybe you feel it's Rashawn Gary, because I could see that argument too. But Jordan Love, to me, is kind of – he's showing he's probably the Packers' best player. That might be a really bold take. But
well,
that's what I'm seeing out there, Cage. He's a leader. He's kind of – he had 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 22 of 32, 268 yards. That's another really good game from Love.
I mean, on the season, Jordan Love is 19 TDs and 10 picks. And a lot of those picks weren't even his fault, right? So a lot of those are probably like Christian Watson or another receiver making a mistake. Let's say you take away 4 of those picks. So not even half of them. Let's say you just take away like 40% of them or whatever. That gives him 19 TDs and 6 picks, which is more than like a 3-to-1 ratio. And
yeah, as a rookie, what's his projected stats? Do they show the projected?
They don't show the projected stats, at least where I'm at right now. But his completion percentage is getting up there. It's sneaking up. It's now at 60.5. He averages 236 yards per game, but he's trending upwards, and he's got 19 TDs, 10 picks. So that's a 2-to-1 ratio despite all the odds stacking against him. Think about it like this, Packers fans. Oh. Dontavian Wicks didn't even play yesterday.
Oh, why are we even looking at the stats, Packers fans? The eye test. He was deadly accurate.
Yep.
That ball was in the perfect spot. Like simple 12, 13-yard plays. The ball was in the perfect location, hitting these guys right in the hands. They really weren't even that open, Cage. When they would go to some of these replays, Love was on fire. He was on fire. He was mowing down Detroit's defense. And Cage, we had family that was actually at the game. They all got ready. They're Detroit fans, Packers fans.
Well, we got some Detroit, some
Detroit
Packers,
fans,
yeah.
Some Packers fans in our family. They all went to the game, and the Packers beat them again in Detroit. So, Cage,
I just kind of had a feeling they would.
Yeah.
I just kind of had a feeling they would. Yeah, and I was happy to see them do it. What was your question?
But my question was, where do you stand on this season now?
Where do I stand on the season, bro? You know how passionate I've been about this season. Like, Packers fans, we've been putting our heart and soul into these shows every week. You know, because I think we put so much time invested into this season, plus we're fans too, right? It makes you not want to just, like, punt the season. You know what I'm saying? Like, ideally, we are competitive this season. We said it, like, the NFC North, the Lions are certainly on the rise, and they're a great team. But it's not like it's truly that exceptional division where we can't sneak into a playoff spot. And that was kind of always our goal. That was at least always my goal. Where I stand on the season, man, like, we got to keep winning. Let's go and beat the Chiefs. I think this is an interesting storyline, so I'm just going to introduce this right now. Jordan Love started versus the Chiefs in Arrowhead years ago.
Is he in the Arrowhead or is this in Lambeau?
Packers, Chiefs, looking it up right now. Let's see. It's at Lambeau. So now Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to have to come to bring the Taylor Swift mania, the Packers, 7:20 game. It
will
is going to be the most watched
Taylor Swift
game.
Be in Lambeau, Packers fans.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be the most watched game ever. There might have to be some trash talking this week with, like, Packers.
Like, Packers might have to be getting involved.
but like, I think the storyline would be, because Jordan Love lost a close one, I think why not win a close one now? Paco 2-0 against all odds against Detroit and the Chiefs. Next thing you know, we're 6-6. We got 5 cupcakes left. Obviously, this is the NFL, so I don't think we're going to win all 5 of those. You know, even the best teams end up taking losses from time to time. So let's say we could finish the last 6 games we have left in the year, man, 5-1. Like, we get 1 loss in there because we stumble. We get too hyped up on our own selves. Like, something might happen.
Chiefs
when we
are
going to
be
close
a tough
one.
Test.
Chiefs are going to be. It might even be the Chiefs. The Chiefs might end up being that loss.
Yeah.
But if the pack go 5-1, that puts us at 10-7. Puts us at 10-7. And I like those playoff chances, Packers fans. But that's the little extra, I think, that might just be the magic the Packers need to win this improbable game against the Chiefs, because clearly they're in the Super Bowl all the time, you know, like we're like the youngest offense out here. But
speaking of young offense,
yeah,
when I was watching Jaden Reed, we were wondering, is he the Packers' best receiver? And I think at this point, Cage, would you deem him the number one, or would you, because Jaden Reed to me just seems like the most actual explosive playmaker on the offense. He's kind of what Aaron Jones should be doing, in a way, putting up those yards. Jaden Reed, he again had a nice run of 15 yards as well. It was like an S, if you saw that, Packers fans.
He's a dangerous guy. He's got vision out there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, A.J. Dillon, I want to give him a lot of credit for a solid game. I really want to give Rashawn Gary a lot of credit. We've been challenging him as the $100 million man, as he now is, just to impact the game. And he certainly did that yesterday. He got the game ball, rightly so. Got to give credit to where credit's due. Love to see that from Rashawn. Hopefully he can continue wreaking havoc like that for the entire rest of the year, because that would certainly put the Packers in a great position to make the playoffs. But yeah, man, Jaden Reed out there, I could notice during his end arounds, he's not just fast. He's got incredible vision.
Yeah.
But like, even before the game, back to A.J. Dillon, because I think he gets some praise too. I kind of had a feeling that if you just gave him enough touches, he would impact the game one way or another. And a lot of Packers fans might forget, sure, his like yards per carry are a lot to be desired. But remember that play where he hurdled the guy and then the other defender bounced off him completely. He ended up picking up an extra 10, 15 yards off of that. That was pretty fun to watch, too. So credit to A.J. Dillon.
Here's a take, Packers fans. One running back is better than two. I know it got popular since the D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, Carolina Panther era, where they are 2,000-yard backs. And ever since then, teams are trying to find dual running back sets. But it always seemed like if you're balancing guys, Cage, giving them only 7 to 10 carries, neither player can develop a rhythm. A.J. Dillon, to his benefit, he's developed a rhythm the more touches he gets a little better. It's not like his averages is that impressive.
Yeah, how's the season averages looking?
I mean, in the rushing, he
got him right here. I got him right here, Vegas. Okay, A.J. Dillon on the season. Rushing, he's got 131 carries for 448 yards. That's a 3.4-yard carry average. One big yard, one TD.
Bad.
23 first downs in 11 games. So you could say he gets 2 first downs a game, which is, if you're looking at it something optimistic, yeah, you need a big bruiser to get pound the rock and get a first down.
Yeah.
But I think A.J. Dillon gets better in the second half of the year.
He's getting better. He's getting better. So I like what I see there. Less confusion as to who the guy is at running back right now. Just A.J. Dillon is going to get his work. And I think, Cage, on the defensive side, too, maybe we're seeing a lot of players just starting to get their work, right? Like, when I looked at the defense to start the game, the three big bodies I noticed were Rashawn Gary, Quay Walker, and I believe it was Slayton. Or Kenny Clark. And, you know, Quay Walker, I thought, had a really good game. Rashawn Gary had a really good game. Kenny Clark, what's your assessment on Kenny Clark and the D-line?
Kenny Clark and the D-line? I'm not thinking about Kenny Clark. I'm thinking about Carl Brooks.
He had a forced fumble.
He's the guy, man. Him and Lucas Van Ness both made plays yesterday. I think Lucas Van Ness helped blow up the fake punt. Two back-to-back weeks, Lucas Van Ness has completely grabbed someone and, like, pulled them backwards because he's just, like, a bigger guy.
Yeah.
You know, he reminds me of, like, Bjorn Ironside from the show Vikings.
Yeah.
And he's just a big guy that I'm happy he's on our side, and I think we need to unleash him more. D-line, like Devontae Wyatt, I think I saw him hobbling off the field again. That is, unfortunately, becoming more the new norm. Like, I wish Devontae Wyatt would just kind of make bigger impact.
Did he get the concussion, or who got the concussion?
I don't know what happened with him. You can maybe search him up and see what happened. But, yeah, Kenny Clark, he made a huge play versus the Chargers, and he's been all-reliable, but he's never been all-exceptional, you know? So I think we're going to need to find that all-exceptional. Maybe Carl Brooks is the new Kenny Clark, or maybe he's going to be what Kenny Clark
I like the name Carl
was.
Brooks.
Carl Brooks, man, is just someone you want to cheer for.
Yeah, you know? You know, speaking of someone to cheer for, he's had an up-and-down season since joining the Packers, but he had a good game yesterday.
Well, let's see Carl Brooks' season. We'll give Jonathan Owens his flowers. I'm trying to find his stats. He's got a 12 tackles, but he's got 3 sacks.
And he had a forced fumble yesterday tackle.
So, like, one out of every 4 tackles by Carl Brooks he brings on the quarterback. That's probably, like, by far and away the highest ratio of any player on the Packers. Yeah,
that's 4 straight games.
He's an impact player. And I think we talked about this in some of our offseason pods. You really have to have guys that just, like, make impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like a Micah Hyde. That's a Rasul Douglas, who Packers fans, by the way, Rasul Douglas, I'm pretty sure he had like two picks. Yeah, his first game in the Bills, he didn't have just one pick. He had two picks, bro. Wow. And I'm pretty sure he had like a forced fumble or something too. This man is just one of my favorite players.
I said he's definitely not one of the players to trade. Like, he's one of those cornerbacks who had an eye to bait the quarterback and into interceptions. Guy like Zach Wilson, he eats him up for breakfast. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was probably watching it from the other side. Like, I know how he's doing this. Like, Rasul Douglas used to pick Aaron Rodgers off in practice.
Yeah.
You traded him, but the defense cage, it looked pretty good.
Back to Jonathan Owens.
You know, Ballantyne looked good. And Jonathan Owens in the safety spot, he was hitting guys hard. He was hyped up after that defensive touchdown.
Well, think about this. Think about this, Packers fans. Jonathan Owens had the game of his life. And oftentimes you're like, what could have caused this? What could have caused this? Is it just that it's Thanksgiving morning? Or is it the possibility he had one of the biggest defensive gaffes you might ever see on tape last week versus the Chargers, where he might have came to the realization that this is his last shot? He was playing for his NFL career after this.
And
he was playing inspired ball. Like, there's no doubt about it, man. Something was different this week versus last week with Jonathan Owens. And it just might have been the fact that he's like, look, this could be the last time I ever suit off,
guys. I mean, did you see how hyped he was after he scored the touchdown? And they were like, is it going to stand?
Yeah.
It stands. And that feeling of you scoring a defensive touchdown as a defensive player, that's like a contract.
Playing instinctual, playing aggressive, just like doing the little things, playing harder than the guy across from him. All those things he can bring each and every week. And I hope he does, because he made a really big impact yesterday.
Packers looked physical yesterday. It came out strong. That showed me that this team was just kind of in a huge funk for a while. Like, Packers fans, they were in such like a downward funk. It went straight down after the start of the year. Hopefully there's some more consistency. We can't get high on our own supply after the Lions. Let's beat the Chiefs and then keep that going, Cage.
The Vikings, who are 6-5, we're 5-6. Vikings sway the Bears. I'm going to say that's a win. Although that's a trap game. It's a trap game. The Raiders, that's a win, but that's also a trap game. The Bengals, I think that's a win. So they could potentially go 3-0. Then the Lions, that's 3-1. I'm going to say the Lions are going to beat them. Versus the Packers, I'm saying we're going to get that one. That's 3-2. And then at the Lions, I think Lions might beat them there too. I think Vikings are going to go 3-3.
Or 4-2.
So that means they would be 9-8. And if the Pack go 5-1, we'll be 10-7. If the Vikings go 4-2, they'll be 10-7 too. And it'll be tiebreaker. So I think the Packers lost the first matchup. Wait, right? Did we? Yeah, we did. We lost the first matchup 24-10. So we don't want to have to get screwed on like a tiebreaker. That's like, I think, something worth talking about, Packers fans. If we just look forward, like, look at the NFC North, right? The Lions are number one. They're 8-3. Vikings are 6-5. We're 5-6, but the Vikings have a plus 23 point differential. We have a plus seven point differential. Because I think if we beat the next game, we will split the head to head, right? Then it goes to head to head. There's like a gajillion tiebreakers in the NFL, and I don't know them all by heart, but that more information will come out about that.
What did Chase Young go to again?
Chase Young is on the 49ers now, who look to have righted the ship. They're also 8-3. So let's look at the entire league, right? The Philadelphia Eagles have the best record. They're 9-1. However, the best point differential belongs to the Cowboys.
Okay.
The second best point differential belongs to the 49ers. Two NFC teams.
Cowboys look good. McCarthy's got that Cowboys team looking good, like scoring points.
The Bills, while being 6-5, have a plus 104 point differential. So like, I feel like the Bills are a juggernaut, just
playing some
bad football at times. You know, like, mm-hmm. bad play here, bad play there. Like, you have a plus 100. They're like the third best or the fourth best point differential in football, yet they're only one game above 500. Then it goes to the Dolphins. Then the Eagles are fifth. Chiefs are sixth. Browns are seventh. Lions are eighth. Texans are ninth. Jaguars 10th. Then it goes Vikings, Chargers, Saints, Packers.
Jaguars are 7-3.
Jaguars are 7-3. If you look at the best teams in the league, the Jaguars sit in the number six spot.
Wow.
In terms of record. So they're a team that they could still make a run this time. But yeah, you know, the Packers, their schedule, on the other hand, let's go through their schedule just game by game just to see how this could go, right? So we got the Chiefs. I'm going to say, you know what, man? We're winning this game.
Okay, Chiefs at home.
I think the Packers are going to go on a little streak here. We got the Chiefs coming up.
Summertime.
Then you have the Giants, who seem to be in absolute shambles and are going towards the number one overall pick. I think we're going to get that one. Then you have the Buccaneers. They always give us trouble, bro. They always seem to give us trouble.
Can we come out of those first three 2-1?
Yeah, 2-1. And then you have the Panthers on the road. I think we should be able to get that one. Then we have the Vikings on the road. That'll be the toughest test of the remaining.
We have a pretty easy schedule, though, to finish.
And then we have the Bears. 4-2. Yeah, well, yeah, 4-2 would get us to 9-8. And if we just miss the playoffs by one game, that's when it just, like, kills to lose that fifth game versus Pittsburgh or something, you know?
I know. You're just stuck in purgatory.
Yeah. No, it's like back-to-back years. Like, if we didn't blow the first game of the year last season, Packers fans, we would have not even had to worry about that final game versus Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And we missed the playoffs by one game, and we were just like, oh, first game, doesn't matter. These guys don't need to just walk off the street and not play a single snap in preseason. You know, it's like, that comes back to bite you.
Hey, it's been, we can't get too high on our own supply. This was a great win. A lot of guys had huge, huge days. Like, it was almost redemption day, right?
Leaders
like,
and
Rashawn
dogs.
Gary. Yeah, leaders we can do and leaders and dogs, right? Let's go through them. Like,
so this one, we turn to Packers fans. A lot of people are basically saying that Love is their leader of the week and their dog is Bane Gary. Do you want to maybe see if you can find the, which animals people think Rashawn Gary is? Packers fans, we asked Packers fans, if Rashawn Gary was an animal, what animal would we be? Because one of those sacks he had, he just looked exactly like a great white shark. The way he just, like, chomped the quarterback.
Okay, Genius Pack fan says a lion. Critical Thinking American says rhino. Mr. Joshua 76 says a wolverine. John Newhouse says lion. Pack fan says lion. Lamiki James says a dog. Exodus says a lion. Jeremy Lightning says a wolf.
This guy says a bane. This guy says a big ass bear, gorilla,
rhino, big dog. See, no one Cage was thinking of the great white shark.
He reminded me of a great white shark.
He's kind of like a great white shark. I think that's an interesting one. Tasmanian devil, saber-toothed tiger, velociraptor. A tiger, honey badger, dire wolf, a hungry one, Komodo dragon, oversized badger. Pretty cool. Rashawn Gary had a huge game, made some big strips. But in general, Jared Goff, his hand on the football, his grip was off because he was throwing wounded duck passes. He had multiple fumbles. It was an off day for the Lions. And so the Packers capitalizing, getting that win. The difference in the game ended up being that defensive touchdown, 7 points. How do you think the Packers can tighten up their ship so that, you know, going forward they can actually beat the Chiefs? Because Anderson Carlson, he's going to have to start hitting these extra points.
Yeah, Anders Carlson's a serious problem. That's bad pack. I realize we should probably do a few more leaders and dogs. But yeah, Anders Carlson, definitely not a dog right now. That's a thing.
Who's your
man.
Leaders and dog?
Well, my leader and my dog, Jordan Love is the leader. The dog, that's tough. I mean, there's a lot of dogs. I think Jaden Reed's a dog. I think Wicks is a dog, but he was out. I think Gary was certainly a dog. I think Keyshawn Nixon's a dog too, man. Quay Walker's certainly a dog. Carl Brooks. Sophisticated leader, dog. You know, I think he's really impressed me. But yeah, a lot of people are basically saying, like, Love, Gary, Love. Some people are saying Watson. It seems pretty concentrated on Love and Gary. But yeah, back to the...
I would say for me...
Yeah.
Jordan Love is rocking
he
that
stole the
L and D after that game. Because after those passes, how accurate he was, I was seeing a dog out there. He was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A guy who played like a dog yesterday was Jonathan Owens. There was one time we said he laid the wood on the Lions defender because Jonathan Owens leveled him.
Then Quay laid the bricks.
Then Quay Walker laid the bricks. I mean, the Packers were hitting them. They were the hitters yesterday. Mm-hmm. First time all season, Packers fans. The Lions were the ones getting injured, getting their players carted off the field. It was a good feeling to see the Packers actually be tough out there and run things. Like, they were running it on offense, and they were running it on defense. And it came from a lot of pass rush, right? Getting the blitz after the quarterback. Jared Goff making him uncomfortable in the pocket. Whether it was Quenny Clark, you know, forcing a bad pass, whether it was Rashawn Gary, the times they sagged off is when the Lions kind of picked apart the defense. Hopefully, Joe Barry continues to blitz. That's a strong suit of the Packers. Let's blitz. Let's get after the quarterback. Use our athleticism.
You know,
another dog for me, Rashawn G.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to give him a leader, but the dog in the terms leader, of though. The fact that...
I would say he is a leader. He's a quiet leader of the defense.
I would give him maybe the L.
You know, he's a quiet leader.
Maybe he earned the L, actually, this week. The LND.
He's earning the leader over time.
Like, let's see how he does against the Chiefs. We've always been asking for consistency from Rashawn Gary. If he comes out and has another sack against the Chiefs and makes another big play,
you know who's got a dog?
Three big games in a row.
Valentine's a dog. And Malik Heath, he had some nice blocks as well. You know who's a imposter?
Oh, Packers fans. Jack Harlow. So it's halftime, right, Packers fans? Oh. And they flash to Jack Harlow. And I'm sitting there wondering,
is it the NBA All-Star game?
what am I seeing, right? You know, like, Jack Harlow at the Lions game. It's a Packers game. And I have to just say, it was so bad that I decided, let's just see what Packers fans have to say. Let's grade this performance from A to F.
Oh, my gosh. Should we read some of these responses?
Read some of these off. Oh. Jack Harlow.
Someone's responses were hysterical. Stephen Michael Davis had 217 favorites. He said F. That was awful. Swervin32 says F minus. He had 25 favorites. Dr. Feelgood said they should have just oiled up the cheerleaders and let them loose on the plastic. That was a terrible performance. You got 51 favorites. And Patty says, this is why you want to be commenting on Ike Packer's post, because it's a lot of fun. You know, like, any take is welcome here. It's a safe place. Exactly. Dennis says, it was amazing on mute.
Oh!
It was 111 favorites Dennis got on that one. Okay. So Brooksy2K says A+, 10 out of 10, 100 out of 100. Incredible. Jack Harlow saved my life with that performance.
35 favorites. I think he was being sarcastic.
Yeah, he was. Golf EJMWI says A, I had the volume down. B, who the F is Jack Harlow anyways? He got 64 favorites. Wisconsin says F minus. He got 9 favorites. Steven Tongate says, who? I had the game on DVR. Skipped halftime entirely. Oh, man.
What was that, Al?
Leo. Oh, yeah. Jim Holton says, why is this person considered talented? See, for me, just giving you my own personal take, Packers fans, at one point in the show, I thought to myself, like, I thought that he was just super low energy. Sam Frisch says, if you watch the Jack Harlow halftime show, you may be eligible for compensation. 17 favorites. Like, and that's funny because, Jason, it's almost like he was saying, like, it was like a lawsuit. You know, like a class action lawsuit.
It was.
Like, then Jason Allen says, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. 11 favorites. Delta 87 said, better than Rihanna and Beyonce, but still wasn't great. Let's see. Trying to see if there's any other funny ones. Sophia Johnson says, F, Kid Rock would have been better.
Honestly, he probably would have been.
I mean, like,
Detroit City.
He's from Detroit, too. Yeah. Like, he's a Lions fan, I'm pretty sure. C+, he had some bangers. But yeah, I just thought Jack Harlow was a little low energy. And, like, the thing is, I don't know. Yeah, he had some hits, but, I don't know. You got to come with the energy.
It was whack.
It didn't fit. Yeah, anyways. It was hilarious just reading Packers fans. this guy says down to earth, says low effort BS. Oh my gosh.
It was like he was. I liked one Packers fan who said he was like almost a performer.
Oh my gosh. This one might be too offensive to even read. I don't know. Should I read it?
Should I just read it? I'll just read it with Packers.
Just read that one. Okay. So I didn't write this. It's just someone writing on Pack. He says, my cousin has been paralyzed from the legs down after a brutal car crash 10 years ago. But today he stood up for the first time in years, walked to the TV, and turned that shit off. 8 favorites.
That was definitely an edgy one. But that's why we come to Ike Packers.
We're having all fun. And if you haven't been on Ike Packers on X, we encourage you to go on there. We love everybody writing in their takes. We try to throw out some great tweets for everybody. Packers fans all around the world, the over 100 plus countries. We see you. We appreciate all of you tuning in, writing us with your takes. I mean, we're having a great time.
It's always fun copping on these. And
that was an absolute blast to watch some Packers football. It was an exciting game, too. Big plays. There were big plays, Cage. You have to sometimes just take the top off with guys. You have to go and unleash the offense a little bit. Was that Matt LaFleur's best game coaching so far this season?
I think that was Matt LaFleur's best game of the year. Talk about giving credit where credit's due, Packers fans. I think it was probably his best game of the year.
Yeah, me too.
For the Packers offense.
Maybe Joe Barry.
Jordan Love. Yeah, Joe Barry too. Joe Barry's doing pretty well. Certainly.
We saw him F-bombing in the booth.
Packers coaching staff did pretty well. I think they also realized that, look, unless they even, like, show improvement, like, they're gone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they may not – they probably don't have to make the playoffs, which is unfortunate because I'm so competitive. And I know a lot of Packers fans are as well, and we're used to this winning tradition, like, just winning and making the playoffs. So, like, if we don't make the playoffs maybe one time – we're surely going to make it the next season. And so there's a lot of Packers that just want to get back to those winning ways. And the coaching staff, the product in the field was so bad at one point very recently, like a week or two ago. But they really righted the ship. And it could be similar to the Jonathan Owen situation. Sometimes when you realize, like, your own mortality might be near, shape up real quick.
Yeah, no one's as good in the last second or, you know, with their back against the wall. Packers fans, it was a fun game. Go check out the feed on X. We have a lot of highlights up there. We also try to, you know, keep the greatest plays up there. Jordan Love sprinting through. Lucas Van Ness blowing up the fake punt.
Yep, yep.
You know, Tucker Kraft's first career touchdown. Rashawn Gary's strip sack. A lot of plays, Cage. We call for that on the podcast time and time again. Make a play. And that's really what we saw the team do. Even Keyshawn Nixon, you know, he was playing really tough again. I was really playing.
You know what some more good Packers is?
What?
You know what some more good Packers is? The plays on special teams by the punt crew. Downing those balls in the, behind the 10 and deep in Lions territory. That made life very difficult for Jared Goff and co.
Yep.
It was all those little things that added up to beating Packers fans. The Lions have only lost twice this year before we rolled in yesterday. Like, it's very difficult for teams to beat this squad in Detroit's got, whether it be their very talented offensive line, whether it be their coach, whether it be the mentality. They've got weapons on offense, Laporta, receivers, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jared Goff. So really, honestly, I got to give credit to Jared Goff. He's better than I thought he ever would be. I give him credit. He's developed beyond what I thought he would develop as. He came out of Cal. He was 6-6. And I was like, I don't know. This guy's never really won anything. I know Cal isn't the best program. I mean, certainly produced Aaron Rodgers. But I don't know if I saw it in Jared Goff. And then he went to the Rams. He teamed up with Sean McVay. He made it to the Super Bowl. But he had the stacked squad. I give him a lot of credit. I thought he was almost left for dead in Detroit. And man, he's got him playing really well. And I have a feeling this is not the last time we're going to be smashing up against him in terms of, like, football.
Well, if you look just at the stats, I mean, the Lions put up, like, 464 total yards.
Yikes.
But the Packers, 29-22 in the final score. That's all that really matters. And KG said it, Green Bay controlled the game. That's what I saw out there. You know, Detroit made a push here. They made a push there. We were making plays, we were making timely turnovers. When they were getting the ball in our half of the field, nope, it was a turnover, right? And a fumble. And we were getting on top of the fumbles, coming out of the pile with the football. So I just want to give a shout-out to the team effort. Overall, a lot of team effort. They came out ready. They came out aggressive. They came out tough. I was happy, Packers fans. Thank you for tuning in as well. I want to thank everybody. KJ, you know, we always love having a good time on the Packers podcast. Do you have any final thoughts for the listeners?
Final thoughts, Packers fans. Jaden Reed jersey in your size. The contest is going on now. Send Ike Packers a DM for details. We're going to be announcing the winner on our show releasing December 4th. So today's the Friday, November 24th. You got about 10 days. 10 days we're announcing the winner of the Jaden Reed jersey in your size. It's going to be cool, man. I have a feeling he's going to get a touchdown or two before that next show. So we want to give out a Jaden Reed jersey. And, yeah, send us a DM for details on X. Make sure to follow us on X. We'll follow you back. And if we don't, just write us a comment or something, and we'll make sure to get around to it.
Yep.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Thank you,
Packers fans. Thank you again for tuning in. If you like today's show, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Those are tremendous ways to help the show. Text it to a friend. Ask them, do the Packers have a shot to make the playoffs? Can the Vikings lose 3 games? Can the Packers go 4-2, 5-1 in their final 6 games? We're going to be putting up the schedule, maybe in some micro content. Everyone get the conversation going. We appreciate everybody writing in, sharing this show. We love you, Packers fans. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great day shopping, hanging out with your family on the day off. We'll catch you next time.
Go Pack, go.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go. Rescue and hit the sunrise. When I am with you, I promise.
time.